Nice producer.
We're big time. We had plenty of shows where usually it's one camera or sometimes fails. All cameras.
Yeah, I've done that.
Or one time we did a show and then we did another show after it and I erased the show before the show after it.
I've recorded them all in slow-mo by accident.
Really?
I had like, you know, like 600 gigabytes of footage for like, yeah, trying to fix it.
Did they fix the speed?
It took so long. Yeah, there were multiple times like, all right, it's just not going to happen. And I'm like, no, it was a good interview. Come on.
The one that we did without video
and then like, turned it into a car.
So like, what are we going to do? Just put it on Apple Podcasts. And then they're like, we're going to animate it.
Really?
What? And they did.
And then it turned into
it was actually sweet. Really funny.
Yeah. I did that with Louis C.K. I stepped in front of a camera and he was on and it like refocused so he was just blurry the whole time. So we just had to put like a picture of him over himself. So embarrassing. Dude. Yeah, he was like, why'd you do that? Are you embarrassed to have me? I'm like, no, just lack of skill. Just unprofessionalism at every level.
Welcome. Here we go.
And I'm not Tony Hawk. Hey, everybody. It's Jason Ellis and Tony Hawk. Hawk vs. Wolf, greatest podcast of all time in the history of the universe.
What he said about our podcast, and we have decks that are of the podcast.
Signed by the greatest skateboarder of all time in the history of the universe and me.
Two decks. Go side by side. Signed by each of us. Right there, black with silver.
I love this board so much.
Tim Baring art on both of these.
Shout out to Tim. And get yourself one of these bad boys.
Black and silver diptych. Available now.
Get one today.
You can get it at TonyHawk.com and in the shop right there.
Yeah. Make sure you do that if you haven't.
Thank you. Hey, welcome to the show. Nice. Ari Shaffir is here.
Killed it with the pronunciation, dude.
I did ask.
You nailed it.
Do people on shows, though, do they blow it? I mean, I feel like maybe your teachers blow it or something, but...
Shaffer, also all the comedians who intentionally mispronounce it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, a comedian mispronouncing at this point would be intentional.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bert Kreischer.
Bart Christmas.
Yeah. I just like that there's that many people that aren't comedians, that because it's down Bert's on TV a lot, and it's... kind of
they still blow it.
I'm an illiterate person, but I always knew Bert Kreischer, and when I see TVs going Bert Kreischer, and I'm like, yeah, how do you get Kreischer from that?
How do you get that? We were drunk at an airport once and somebody called him like Bart Chrysler, and I was like, they're like, we got a board Bart Chrysler, and I just started dying laughing. He's like, don't tell anyone that.
That's a new one.
Well, I guess I blew it.
It was like one of our kids, Calvin, they were playing some game where do stuff and everyone's on their phone, but it all shows up on the TV of what people are doing. It's a long story, but someone misspelled it. Calvin. Now he's Calvin.
Yeah, was that forever. That.
He's just Calvin, yeah.
You missed out. I made him slide down on the ramp.
Ari?
On the butt, yeah.
How was it?
Frightening, but then fine.
Yeah.
Really nice.
I could tell when I went up on the deck and he was up there and he had like the thing that you and I know where it's like...
you're going to go out too far?
He's just nervous standing on there.
Like, he looked
over there, and he's like, yeah, I'll look over there. And I'm like, all the way over there.
He's like, put your legs on it. I was like, I put one, and then I put the other, and I put the other right back.
You got bad friends. Like, I feel like he's like, yeah, look over there. And then I just push him headfirst into it.
Oh, I was for sure worried about it. As soon as you were close, I was like, nah.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. We're not those people. We like to make you hurt yourself.
Yeah.
But I was like, do the butt slide, because that's the easiest thing people that can't skate can do. But the first time I slid down first, and then I'm like, okay, you do it. And I told him, put your butt past the coping before you go, because that's the only mistake non-skateboard people make, is they put themselves out.
It's not the only mistake. I'll tell you what Tom Segura did, but go ahead.
Oh, wow.
What did Tom do?
Yeah, okay, wait. First,
finish this, yeah.
He puts his butt over. As soon as his butt goes over the coping, both arms start shaking.
Oh, yeah.
And then you immediately put his butt back on the deck. And I was like, oh, I want to be up there for this.
It's that, you ever do cliff diving or whatever, or just jumping? You know, like a 10-foot jump or something?
Yeah.
The water. And then you're like, you realize, like, I'm going to do it. Like, you hit, and then as soon as you do, like, oh, actually, no. Like that, as soon as you realize you're going to, that's what that was. I was like, I'm going to do, nope.
That is the world of skateboarding.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to,
And you realize it's not real.
Yeah.
So what did Tom do?
Yeah, what did Tom do?
Well,
this is Fat Tom or Skinny Tom?
No, this is recent.
They shot something here for his tour, and we had shot it, and I was in here, and I had shown Taylor, his camera dude, how to slide down, and Taylor kind of aired in a little bit, you know, because I was like, get your butt past scoping and then put your butt back on the wall. That's what I told him. But he just kind of just launched in.
Yeah.
And then we were done shooting the thing we're shooting. I came in here, I took my pads off, and I just, it was, oh! And I came out, and Tom's on the flat, like, that was gnarly.
What?
I'm like, what? I told you if you wanted me, you wanted to do it, I'd help you. He's like, yeah, well, Taylor told me how to do it.
Camera guy showed
like,
him how to roll
I can tell you not to do it.
No, he doesn't.
And so I saw the video. He aired all the way, like halfway down.
Oh, he is.
And then hit, and then was like, meow.
He's also got jelly bones.
Yeah.
Well, the irony was that we were shooting a thing of faking him dropping in and breaking his elbow again.
Jelly bones. When you said jelly bones, I was like, hey, man. But then I was like, wait, that basketball slam is for sure the most astronomical injury I've ever seen from anybody. You've seen that, right?
There's
no slam that's ever been funnier in the world.
Without wanting to see it.
What? You didn't like it?
I just didn't.
It defies logic, though. Yeah, it's like it's not like Bert comes down and falls.
Just brought it up. Like, have you seen this? Like, what is it? Why did I want to watch that?
I mean, I don't want him to be in pain. I don't want people to be in pain. But when you've had injuries like that, it's funny to me.
Yeah.
But I understand people thinking, Jason, you're being mean. But I think both those guys are awesome. And I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry, because when their arms bend the other way,
it's like so. Yeah, it's so wrong.
Yeah, but his knee
didn't come from a slant. It came, like, on the way up. It looked like a witch cursed him.
His knee blew out, right?
Yeah.
No, his tib fib broke when he launched up.
Wait, from jumping
up, his tib and fib broke, and then he tried to catch himself with his arm. I'm sad. I'm so bummed that I know this much about it.
I saw it, and it's seared
in my memory. And then he went to catch himself on his arm. His arm couldn't take the weight, and then his arm broke and spun around.
Yeah, no, that was crazy.
And
then
Bert,
that was really nice of Bert. Also very unprofessional.
What do you mean, took it off and like.
No, he put it back facing the right way.
Yeah.
Which I've snapped my wrist once, and my knuckles hit my elbow.
Yeah.
And as soon as it did that, I went, ah! And pulled it back the other way. And I was glad that I did that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best thing in terms of recovery.
I'm not leaving it sitting there like that. It's cool as
it over, though.
I get it. But anyway, you did okay coming down the ramp.
Yeah, I was fine.
He was fine.
Okay.
It was fun as shit.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, curse on this? I'm sorry. I apologize.
You already dropped an F-bomb in the first 10 minutes. What? YouTube's going to ban us. But
damn it.
No worries, dude. All right, you're a funny guy. I'm just glad you didn't take your pants off when you walked in here.
Just because there's a lady around.
Is that a thing?
You know.
Kill Tony the other day. He walks in. The show's already starting. He comes through the crowd and then gets on the stage. And as soon as he gets on the stage, takes his pants off. And then the other comic, this poor guy who gets like 60 seconds.
Nude or underwear?
No, dude. Full wiener.
There's nothing funnier than a soft dick. It's
I can think of a few things, but I'll play along.
I thought about it. I was like, if he goes full wiener, I'm going full wiener. And I'm like, we're going to get blurred out. And I'm like, Tony Hawk, it's not a wiener show. I swear to God, don't get up.
talking about right now. I think you're talking about Kill Tony.
Yeah, I was just thinking, man... Yeah, I was like, this
you'll
is
go full wiener. You're down to drop.
I'm trying you'll to be a anything. Comedian, and he's, yeah. he, you know what I mean, like, I'm like,
you got a nice one, though. That's the problem.
Right, you've seen
you
it.
You got a nice softie.
Thanks,
nice
man.
Nice softies. Everyone's like, ha ha. Oh.
Yeah.
Put your clothes back on.
Yeah.
It was a nude roast. It was a naked roast. I was hired to be naked. I didn't just drop it on
twirl
somebody.
It, too.
Was I passing judgment? I'm listening to the story.
Thanks, brother. I know you got my
wiener. Why are you justifying anything to me?
Yeah, anyway, man. Then he puts his pants back on, and then the little kid, innocent guy that was like, I didn't see it. So then he attacks him with his wiener. Like, comes at him and starts wiggling it at him.
It's so fun to chase people with it, too. Yeah, it's borderline.
But not in comedy.
Yeah, not in comedy. You get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, as long as a single person's laughing.
Yeah, one. You're like, counts.
full ability.
It's like a write-off.
Yeah, exactly. It's a write-off.
That was justified. There was a laugh. I heard
you
it.
You heard him. I heard somebody. I swear I heard somebody.
Have you ever pulled it out and got dead silence?
Yeah, gotta be. Let me think. Gotta
be. Is that many times?
There was once where actually we're at Skankfest, like the first year or second year, we're doing... Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane's show is just a bunch of female comics judge the looks of a male comic and say, would I fuck him?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. And so then they were like, you probably have a small dick. And I was like, whatever. And I pulled it out. And they're like, ew. And then I started chasing him with it. I was chasing Corinne Fisher.
Yeah.
And I'm running after. She's running away.
She's a great sport, though.
Yeah.
And then, anyway.
Wow. Tony, join us.
It's gotta be something else.
I'm like, I don't have a parallel story to that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, we don't do that. There was one guy that did it in skateboarding. And we all laughed.
Dick out?
Yeah, Bill Weiss used to do skateboard tricks. Oh,
and then they yeah, whatever, 30 years ago maybe?
Yeah.
And then he was at this event just recently that we were at.
He didn't take it.
No, but they kept saying, like, let's see. Come on, Weiss, get out there.
No, I remember.
I was like, you guys, it's 2023.
Yeah.
It was 2023. Yeah. I was like, if this grown man takes his clothes off and skates in front of all these people.
Yeah.
There's a legal proceeding that's going to happen here.
Also, Bill has daughters, and I saw Bill's face because I remember someone going, hey, we stick a dick out. And I looked at Bill like, we're not.
He was like, I don't have the fight anymore.
And he didn't say, he looked at me and was like, I can assure you, it's staying in my pants. And I was like, good for you, Bill. Look at us all grown up.
He did do a McTwist naked, though.
Really?
He did
a McTwist naked with a ghetto blaster in his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with falling that way, it's so much more damaging. Oh,
yeah, he fell and he burnt his butt and hip and, yeah.
You got to twist and, like, not hit your dick.
I don't think he melted that.
Yeah, you would have to be an intentional fall to actually hurt not yourself true. That way.
I hit my wiener in Texas in a cab pivot to fakie. And I just went all kinds of wrong ways, and I landed on my stomach through the transition, and my hip bone hit my knob.
Wow.
And I went, me knob's on fire. And then, like, all these skateboarders called me knob's on fire for, like, years.
I was going to say, that doesn't translate well in Texas.
Because the accent got everybody. It was like, he said, me knob's on fire. Yeah.
Even if you said it in American accent, people would be like, what?
My knob's on fire.
My knob is on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still doesn't translate.
Okay, I was thinking about but making
that.
Is,
that's impressive. Cause yeah, that
naked
seems
skating
like
tricks would be a nice. I mean, that could be a tournament.
A naked skating tricks.
Yeah,
like,
that would be the literal Kill Tony.
It would have to
be. See what I did there?
It would be a closed environment.
Check you out, man.
I do comedy.
Yeah, you just did. Hell yeah! So you don't have a skateboard background, Ari?
No, I learned. Bobby taught me how to skate just to get from my car to like places in LA. I learned at like 28.
Ari was telling me because I said that you and I taught Bobby to ollie in 15 minutes, and he goes, he already could ollie.
Bobby's a known liar.
I mean, I'm still going to believe it because it made really good content for us. It's one of our
There's no chance.
It's one of our best
Lord watched teaching him how?
YouTubes. I mean, he looked like when he tried it, he looked like he had no idea, and then Tony and I gave him some pointers, and then he did it, and it looked like he didn't know how to do it.
He used to hang
it.
Out with skaters. He grew up.
No, I know that. But he did say all those things. But he's just like, I just never learned to ollie.
Maybe you got him confused.
His brother can break dance.
Oh, yeah?
Bobby can't do that either.
Yeah, he talked about that, too.
Yeah.
Bobby just doesn't look like he could ollie.
He doesn't. He does
but
not.
He did. We got on video. We got a slow-mo that showed that the wheel was off.
Got off?
Yeah.
I could jump when I ski, and it's about that.
I
like
also
massive
find,
air, and it's like...
Nice. I also find that to be amusing.
That I can ski?
Yeah. You skiing sounds funny to me.
I'm one of the top 10... Like you said, real comedian skiers.
Right.
And I have no form whatsoever.
He skated, and I was like, you're now in the top three comedian skateboarders in the world.
My butt.
But I just realized that Mark Norman makes you just dropped.
Norman can do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll do it while he's snoring.
He was on the show and said, what was the trick that he did? It was like a legit street banger.
Yeah, like frontside flip, frontside nose slide.
Like onto a leg.
Kick flip, frontside nose slide.
Yeah, like a real trick. Yeah. I was like, okay, you're.
And then he brought receipts. Like he showed it. Like, here it is.
That's right.
Whoa.
Yeah. I had one trick I used to do at the Comedy Store. There was like a little ramp just for like dollies and stuff down, like maybe that high.
Are we skateboarding right now?
What do you mean?
You're saying you used to do one trick.
No, but so I'm telling you the setup.
Skating or skateboarding?
Skating.
Right.
And it would go down about 15 feet and then go up a little bit to these double doors that would face the hallway.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, everybody. Somebody would be like, all right, do your trick. I'm like, okay. I'd stand on the edge of it. I mean, 2 feet down top.
It's still impressive. After watching you skateboard out there, this is impressive.
Skate down, get just to the top, and then just launch on purpose, slap open the fucking doors. I'm like, oh, and they just act hurt, and people come running over every time. It was so fun.
I thought that was your exit. That'd be a sick exit.
Just get out of there.
Just fly out the doors. Jason, you know about Rocket Money?
Yeah, of course I do.
you know, about canceling subscriptions that you no longer need or want or realize that you're paying for?
Yeah, dating apps.
I should have. I stepped into that one. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
Yeah, and face changing app where my face is now like on a cartoon or whatever. That was a big mistake.
Because it's a monthly fee.
Yeah, and I don't use it. It was like one
time. Yeah, those things are sneaky.
Yeah, and it's stupid.
Yeah, well, that's why Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year. That's 720.
You did that.
That's two 360s.
Yeah, you invented it. Let's go.
With over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wolf. What?
Yeah, me.
Oh, well, that's rocketmoney.com/wolf.
Have you ever snowboarded?
I tried once. What are those glasses company guys? They tried to teach me.
Spy?
No, the ones with the kind of wrap around.
Black Flies?
No, the new ones. Pit Vipers.
Oh, they tried to teach us guys,
in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Shows my age. Black Flies? Oakley Blades?
Yeah, wow. Black Flies. Easy, Duncan. Anyway. So one day.
I couldn't do it. I could only turn one way.
Snowboarding, everybody knows. Like every time I've ever helped somebody snowboard, I'm like, I got to give you the real part. There's one day where it's hell.
Sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are, pro skateboarder, whatever it is. First day, you got to suck. And then by the second day, you're like, hey, A to B, I'm going.
Yeah, it's whatever I says, but I'm like, I don't get that many days skiing. So right. I was like, I did it for like an hour and a half, and I was like, I'm just switching. This is fucking done.
Then you went back.
I got my skis from the car.
I kind of respect it now. It's weird. Like when I was in snowboarding and I was younger and trying to be cool, and I was like, skiing? And I used to ski when I was a kid because snowboarding hadn't been invented yet. And then when I got into snowboarding and being a pro skater, I'm like, dude, skis, are you serious? Like, it's like boogie boarding. Like, I'm not doing that.
It's cool again.
I think now at this point, I don't, like, when I see a guy skiing now, I'm like, yeah, man, like, it's easier.
Yeah.
Like, when you stop and you go somewhere, like when you walk somewhere, like it's easier. When I do bunny hops and the little wiggle thing to like get to the chair sometimes. No,
come on already. We're ready to go.
Yeah. The worst part about snowboarding is when someone's like, all right, keep your speed up.
Keep your speed up, yeah.
And then you fall.
Yeah, you see when a catwalk stops and then just like doing these and you're like, come on.
Try that on like a helicopter trip, powder day.
You're not going anywhere, right?
Yeah, when they're like, keep your speed up through this gully or whatever, and you don't, you're hiking it.
Right, you got to take it
for
all
a while.
Dude, I saw a video yesterday on TikTok where the guy skiing through trees and he kind of got stuck through a tree. And then all of a sudden there's a hand that comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's like, are you okay, dude? He's like, no.
No.
And it's a snowboarder that was there by himself.
He just got lucky.
That guy hadn't have skied over him.
Just got lucky that the guy was skiing through.
He would have been in there.
Yeah.
He was just there.
And he was like, hold on, don't panic, don't panic. He took his board off and started digging him
out. This much of his hand was coming out of the snow.
He was dead.
Oh, that's heavy.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you see that? There's a video of a guy with the helmet cam and he goes into the crevasse.
I think I saw it recently.
And then he just gets wedged in there. So he's going, you could see that he's skiing near a wind lip, you know, so you don't really know what's going on over there. And then he just goes into a crevasse and the whole thing, you just see snow falling and spinning. And then he somehow gets wedged because it was just bottomless. Like he was going to go off the mountain.
Okay, so wedged, and then how do you...
And then he managed to get himself out. Well, people saw him disappear.
Okay.
So they're over there, and they got... obviously, he got out because the video exists. And
they never show the videos of the deaths. Not on YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
But that one's heavy, too, now that we're...
I like the bear ones. Not the fake one. Not the fake one. That's a fake one. But I saw one recently of, like, guys... You mean, like, tourist style, probably your ability level. Going down the main road. You know what I mean? Wee, look out, everybody. I can't stop. Going down the main road. And a bear, not chasing anybody, runs through the main road and like goes past his lady and right in front of him and down into the bushes. And I'm like, if you were If you had decided to go a little sooner down your main street, you would, like, he didn't look like he wanted to hit you, but he also looked like if you were in his way, he wasn't going to stop.
Just like slide out of the way. He was
just going to plow you. Which kind of would be cool, as long as he didn't bite me. Like, if I just got bumped by a bear.
That would be cool, especially be on tape.
Swatted away.
What would you rather be bitten by, a bear or a shark? Not a death blow. Survival story.
Not a death blow.
Yeah.
Bear's cooler. But bear's cooler.
It is not.
Sharks, so many people have it.
What do you mean sharks?
Sharks, it's a blasé, to be honest.
Who has?
So many. Every surfer. Every third surfer has been bitten by a shark.
That's not true. That's just not true.
I know three surfers and one has been bitten.
That's not true. You're just making that up. Bear attacks, I guess.
I know someone has been bitten by a shark. The old waitress at the La Jolla Comedy Store.
So do I.
You know any bear attacks? Do you know any bear attacks?
No, you get a point.
It's bear, dude. Porcupine's probably the best.
A bear walked in. My sister has a place in Tahoe they've had forever. And, I mean, it's like log cabin vibe. Nice. And she was on a Zoom. And someone's like, there's a bear behind you in your house.
What?
God, that could have been said faster as far as I'm concerned. Don't say in your house.
Yeah.
With slowly. Like, get to the
in your house. I don't have the exact wording or tempo of it, but it was something like
bear.
That.
Yeah. Bear in your house.
And he just was coming in, checking the cupboards, looking for food.
Damn.
But not trying to eat you guys.
No, not her. Like she left. She was like, oh, I'm going to.
Based off Ari, I feel like there is a slight fact there that not a lot of people say that they were attacked by a bear because they get eaten.
It's done. Done.
So it seems like, I think here's my angle. I think a lot of sharks, from what I know, sharks will bite you
and then be like, thinking you're
a seal and you don't taste good, and then you get to go away. Bears, when they bite you, they're like, oh, I'm eating you.
Yeah, I'm finishing this.
Based on your estimate of people who have been bit by sharks.
Yeah.
I'll fortify that by I went surfing in Newcastle, outside of Sydney. Yeah. I got to go surf with Mark Richards, which anyone surfs knows he's legend. It was a once in a lifetime thing I got to do, and so he and I go paddle out at this break in Newcastle, right in front of the skate park, and I surf with Mark Richards for like a half hour. Amazing. We both caught a wave together and rode it, and then we came in, and he introduced me to his friend, who's got this gigantic bandage on his leg. Like, the kind of bandage where it's like, oh, you just got a third-degree burn.
Yeah, okay.
Or, you know, you just scraped that off or did something skating. And he's like, oh, so, yeah. Oh, how'd you do that? Shark attack. He's like, when?
What do you mean, oh, shark attack?
I get bit by a shark, and I go, when? He's like, oh, the other day. I go, where? He's like,
right there.
Where we paddled in from?
Yeah.
Like, glad to meet you.
Yeah.
But like, wish I would have met you earlier.
It's like, what are the odds, though, you know?
I don't know. Apparently it's 1 in 3, according to Ari.
It's 1 in 3.
Yeah, but he's a comedian.
it's rounding. You're rounding to that.
No.
I gotta teach you math.
Well, think about it. There were three of us.
He used to learn math.
He's right. Same there were dumb. Three of us surfers there in that vicinity.
It's always
one of them had been attacked by a shark.
I think it's Rob Machado told a story where he said a tiger shark was coming at him. And then dolphins intervened and blocked the shark, and he swam to shore.
What?
He swears it. Might not have been Rob Machado.
It's a story my grandfather had about the Holocaust. The Nazis were coming to get him. some local villagers had saved them. Was it all metaphor?
I feel like it was real.
Okay.
He was like a surf guru guy, and it's like, I don't know many surfers, and I know Rob Machado.
But Rob's pretty ethereal, so it could have been like, yeah, man.
You mean in his mind it happened?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I just sounded
How
like,
far out do you see the tiger shark coming?
Rob Machado sees the ocean like no other.
Nice.
I mean, he's half a shark himself. Seriously.
He is part fish, so. Part,
yeah.
Right, maybe.
So, you know shark. What? If he says it happened, it happened.
Do you ever ski in the woods and see like a bear track and then just get extremely frightened?
I don't know what a bear track looks like.
It's a big paw.
It could be somebody's hand.
You ever shit in the woods while you're skiing?
Okay, do you know the difference between a bear poopy and like a horse poopy? We're on YouTube.
I do know. One comes out of a bear and the other straight from a horse. I'm dumbing it down.
Does a bear like do a bear patty? Like a cow patty?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be bigger.
I think.
No, I don't know.
Does it come in a bowl? Because that's the thing where if I'm in the bush and I see, if I'm in the forest and I see a nugget poopy, I'm like, oh, no, that's a bear poopy. I know cow patty because it's like bleh, it's yeah. splattered.
Yeah.
But if it's a round one, I don't know if it's a bear. It could be a freaking like raccoon or something. Like, I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. Pretty much anytime I see any shit in the woods, I'm like, sorry, poop in the woods. Somebody's, some danger's there.
You assume a bear.
Yeah, I assume something. Something terrible.
One time I was taking a pee and a mountain lion walked in front of me and I was young. Like, I was 17. It was my first trip in America and we've gone up to the mountains to find this pool. And it was, we had like a RV of sort of real jank, like, you know what I mean, dirt ball one, bongs and stuff. And I was like, I gotta take a piss. And I go out and take a pee. And this cat, you know what I mean, comes walking by. And I'm like, you guys, check out this big cat. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, a big cat looking right at me. And they're like, there's a mountain lion. And I was like, cool. And they're like, no, dude, it's not cool. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was friendly. Like, he was like, meow. Like, he didn't go, whoa. He didn't go, meow.
Oh, really?
He didn't say meow, but he didn't meow. Go, ah. You know, like
did you feed him some milk?
No. Yeah. He didn't look like he was mad at me, so I didn't feel like
was
I
was impressed in... with your dong?
That might have been what it was.
It might have been. He might have seen like the alpha male in the group. That's
probably what it was. Okay, so all three of us, right, we're in the Congo, and there's the silverback gorillas. And I don't know if you guys know this, but when you go to a gorilla, like where they all hang out, like Gorilla House, you can go sit down with the gorillas and the
really?
And the, yeah, this is true. And the number one gorilla, the alpha of the pack, he will sort out who is the alpha and he will go over and sit next to the alpha.
What do you mean? The alpha human?
Yeah.
What?
See, you think it's that I'm lie. Saying this because you think I think it's me.
I think it's you. No, not that. It's not, I don't. It, I think it's care.
Is it judged? Is it just
talking
income?
About the scenario of. Did you just make up a scenario? You're saying there's like.
It's
there's
a real scenario.
And huh? So does it judge income or like size of followers or just like size
it
of body?
Know Instagram. No, it knows the alpha of the pack.
Most confident.
I think or the smartest or the I don't know which I don't know what he's assessing. I'm not a gorilla. I'm just saying that he always knows. Who do you think it would be?
Oh, okay. Us three are there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I can rule out one person.
You.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. For sure not you. Yeah.
For sure not me. Yeah. He'll be like, excuse
After
me.
After seeing you put your butt over the side of that ramp, for sure not you.
I did it. Yeah. I did it before Neil.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah. Sore back's like, not that dude.
Yeah.
He can't even swing.
No. Yeah. I would say it would be Tony.
You're tallest.
Yeah. And he's the wisest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who went to college?
Oh, he did. Yeah, for sure.
You I
did?
Feel like our dog, he's definitely, confused. When we first got the dog, she identified me as the alpha, and now it's my wife.
Oh,
no
I
question.
Didn't say your wife was there. If your wife was there, that would be a different
story.
Yeah,
that's story. It. We all
lose. Yeah, I wouldn't even start. Yeah.
Yes.
The gorilla would immediately be
and
like,
she would just put her arm around it. Oh,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, they go walking off
into
the forest.
What's up with you guys?
Just give them chores.
Friends for life. Losers.
Yeah. Yeah, clean up the
We are better. Man, I feel so
Loser
small when
primates.
I'm... so crazy how small I feel when I'm around your wife. I'm like twice the size of her, and I'm just like, hello, please don't hurt me.
That is an interesting, like, what is their read?
Yeah, what's their read?
I only know this because Dax Shepard, sorry to name drop, but he said that he went there with a guy who was like some action, you know, military guy or whatever, and they were both, the person that was bringing them there said, just so you know, the alpha of the pack is going to go sit next to the alpha of our pack. That's how he always operates. And they started jokingly in the bus arguing that it was going to be them. Like, it's going to be me. And the other guy was like, it's going to be me. And they were going back and forth. And then Dax brought up, like, who do you think it would be out of us two? And I was like, me. And he's like, no, I think it would be me. And I was like, dude, you're an actor.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I've done this.
Well,
and
who
I've
was
done...
it?
Well, I didn't go.
No.
It was him. He beat the
he beat the other
the,
dude.
The gorilla really? Went okay. over to him instead of the military.
I don't think
guy.
These gorillas know anything. To be honest, actors one step up from ballet.
Right. Yeah. He had like a wrist guard on from like having some like carpal tunnel or something.
Really?
Like, dude, the gorilla is not going up to you. Like, he's going to take one look at me and be like, right, that's what's up. Yeah.
He could tell you have diabetes. He's, he's not coming in.
Yeah, you got sore wrist, buddy. That's not going to work out.
You got some autoimmune thing going on. He can read it.
Yeah, like you need like some more magnesium or something. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, got nutrients. Oh, bro. Yeah.
What's the girl that looked at my supplements? They'd be like, no, bro.
Yeah. He's just like giving you a banana. He like, get some potassium. Yeah, I'm good on this.
He starts baby birding your banana. Here you go. You little baby.
Would you want the alpha gorilla sitting next to you? I feel like he'd be like, I'm the number one alpha now.
Just, right?
Yeah, I'm the captain.
Yeah, I'm the captain. No.
I feel like if he came in, we would do that.
This is
like,
my family now.
We would do that lock like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Apollo Creed. You know, Dylan. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Bro lock for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Jason.
Yeah,
this episode
man.
Is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Damn right it is. Greatest company ever invented. I mean, I guess whoever invented the electric guitar, that was a pretty cool invention. But Blue Chew is
that's
right
it. Those
up
are the top two.
I live for this company. If I had a bunch of money, I would buy the company and then I would not sell anymore. I would just eat them.
You just save them off yourself?
Yeah, I would have a blue
but
face.
You like, but don't you like helping others? Because that's what we're trying to do. We're
yeah,
trying
right. well,
to tell people they can increase their performance and get extra confidence in bed. Does it work? Don't think you need it? Try it for a month and see.
Yeah, you don't need a month. Just try one time. And you will know that we are not lying. I mean, yeah, I use them.
This is not
I
a lie.
Pay for them myself. When they get to my house.
We have discussed this offline.
I so get excited about yes. my package. It's the most exciting package of... It goes to my then house.
Hey, with Blue Chew, men get excited to see the postman.
You should be.
Because when your package arrives.
It's on.
It's on. They always say first impressions are important. What about lasting impressions?
Yeah, because it lasts too. It goes on and on. Just like me, ladies.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Yeah. Discover your options at BlueChew.com.
You chew it and do it.
Yep, we got a special deal just for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code HawkWolf at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code HawkWolf to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
I do, anyway.
Extra special thanks.
Yeah, but I do want to go. Have you been to Africa?
No, I've been to...
What's the craziest place?
Northern Africa? Israel doesn't count, right? That's Asia.
Is it? No, it's not.
Istanbul? Egypt? That's Africa.
Yeah.
But that's not the one you're talking about.
But that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
You went to Egypt.
I went to the pyramids. I took acid and walked around the pyramids.
Oh, I didn't take acid, but I went to the pyramids.
It was great.
Did you go into the things inside it?
Yeah. So there's some of them like this is under construction, and then you just got to bribe them. You give them like a 10, which is like $3 or whatever. And then one of them, I was like, no problem if it's under, but I had this thing of Fig Newtons. And I was like, just being friendly because of the acid. And I was like, want a Fig Newton? And he was like, sure. All right, you can get in there.
For
like,
a Fig Newton.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so crooked there. And they're like, no pictures unless.
Unless you give me a Fig Newton.
So we went,
take a video.
My friend and I went in 99.
Yeah.
What's the main, in Giza?
Yeah.
The main pyramid, the big one.
Yeah.
Went down to the bottom of there. And the coffin is just there.
Yeah.
And it was like, there was no security. So I laid in the coffin.
What?
Red dragon.
What?
Got a photo.
Dude.
And then
you got a photo?
As I was
you got that photo?
Get this.
You got that photo?
I have it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at this photo, you guys.
Put it up.
Boom.
I'll find it.
Wow.
See what I mean? You are the alpha, dude. Yeah. You're the alpha.
And
I wouldn't
so
have got in there.
Listen to this.
You don't know where you're about to curse?
He'd be quivering.
That's number one curse ability.
Yeah. Obviously it didn't work out.
Defiled.
Wait, that I'm cursed? Or
yeah, you're not cursed. You gifted.
Bring a curse.
You got a gift.
You risked it, yeah. You got his power.
Yeah, well,
you did get the
so
power.
Wait, so what happened?
I'd like to think I was already successful at that point, but maybe you're right.
Maybe touche. But you got, what about was the video game out yet?
No.
That's boom. It. You got a video game.
You was in development.
To the
it was in development.
Yeah, but it wasn't going to pop off like it did. Yeah.
I didn't think about that. No, but you know how the stairs leading down is just the narrowest hallway, right?
There's short back there.
So I'm getting up out of the coffin, basically. And there's a group of students coming down the stairs.
You can't Dracula that shit.
And they saw me come up out of the coffin, and they all screamed.
Yes!
Did you come back? No, like, let's go. No, okay, just take a photo. Yeah. Hi, I'm out of here.
So sick.
That's awesome.
Total alpha of the show, man.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'd be a little... Cause
I feel like you wouldn't be able to do that now.
Maybe not. It's more tourism.
What about for a bag of Fig Newtons?
Yeah, maybe the whole box.
Yeah.
Just beat it while I lay in this coffin.
Just keep handing them fig Newtons as long as you
there's
want to
there's just
stay
like
in.
A little rope there. You can go under it.
God yeah, I don't remember there being anything blocking us. The only thing they didn't want you to do is climbing up the pyramid.
Yeah, on the outside. Right. I did that for a little bit in the morning. And we climbed up like halfway.
You did it.
And then the guy was like, come on down.
Yeah, we went up two blocks, and the guy's like, yeah, no. He's like, you can go lay in the coffin, but don't you dare climb on the outside of it.
I saw a video of a lady go all the way up to the top, and people were spewing at her.
Yeah, but they can't
go get her.
And
then they shamed her on social media and like got it.
Well, didn't some dude like carve his initials in or something?
Really?
You got to beat that dude's ass.
Maybe that was on the Wailing Wall. Something heavy just happened where...
That's not cool.
Yeah, the dude got blasted and busted.
Should. Yeah. I was in Myanmar and somebody like there was
who?
This like
Buddha. Where?
Myanmar, Burma.
Okay.
And some guy like unplugged up like a prayer thing. They were like blasting it. And he was like couldn't sleep, so went and unplugged it. And they were like, "You're going to jail for years." And he
for
was like,
years?
I didn't know. Yeah, I think they let him out after like 6 months. He's from Denmark or something. Right. And he's like, "I didn't know what it was." Like, you for sure knew what it was. Like, no way. Yeah.
And you heard it every morning.
You heard it every morning. Yeah, yeah. Get another hotel, dude.
Do you still go to places without your like passport or money and stuff?
No, but I take my passport. That's wild.
Do you take? But nothing.
I leave
else,
my
right?
phone and my computer at home.
No
I went
phone.
I went to Guatemala. Just figure it out. I went to Guatemala last year. Left everything at home.
For how long?
Why?
Just disconnect.
Oh,
be a
okay.
nobody.
But I thought you were saying because you don't want to get stolen.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
No, he goes more than like this is a lot, right?
Yeah, a few months
year?
To Southeast Asia. No, but I try to. You're just a nobody. You're just disconnected from all this stuff, especially like celebrities.
Yeah, we're super yeah. annoying. You just pointed at me.
Yeah. That's all right, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm never
chuckles.
Disconnecting now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
The celebrities.
It's
yeah.
great.
Stay in
always
hostels.
Great.
Yeah, sometimes there's like trouble, but like you overcome it.
What kind of trouble?
You can't figure out a way to get to a place. You're going to ask for like local help. In Guatemala, they have these chicken buses. They've like bought like school buses from America, and they just paint them up like Lucha Libres, and you just like get places. You're like, how do I get? And like they just point you somewhere, and you're going the wrong way. And, like,
do you speak multiple languages?
I can get by in Spanish. Nowhere in Southeast Asia can I get by. I learn like thank you and please.
Right, but if you just point at things,
you can.
And if you don't have a phone, you can't do the translation
Translate,
thing.
Exactly.
And yeah, you don't care.
You figure it out. It's fun. It's so fun. And they see
like you're
obviously not from there. Yeah, but you never are. You feel like you are, but you never are. I was in East Timor, and I was driving. I was like taking a motorcycle. They said there's bandits there. And I was just driving. And this guy, this roughneck with his like coveralls. He was like, he kept passing me, him and his buddy, and looking at me. And then like, then they'd be waiting like underneath like some trees and like smoking cigarettes. And I'd drive past them. And I was like, I'm just alone on this like shitty dirt road. And they just kept passing me. I kept passing them. I was like, and then eventually they're like, yeah, the guy was like caught up to me. He's like, can I talk to you? I'm like, there's nowhere to go. And I'm like, fine. And then he got unzipped. He had this big cross on his neck. And he was like, come camp with us. My whole family's going to meet up. And I'm like, I don't know. But I just went for it. It was a big Christian family. It was awesome.
And they were nice.
Yeah, it took us to the top of Mount Mobisi or something.
So
it was
you never
fucking rad. I was so scared.
Why
of, like,
was it? Why did it take him so long to vet you?
Because
he was worried to come
looking.
Up to a stranger.
Wow.
He was like, we got to talk to this guy. He seems cool. I was like, I don't know. He's a stranger. Maybe he'll hate
Let's
us.
Let's intimidate him first.
Yeah. I don't think he knew what he looked like.
Were you ever robbed on these journeys?
Nah.
Nothing bad ever happened?
It should, yeah. You go to the place of like, hey, if they steal all my stuff, I'll just buy stuff.
And you didn't really have stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
you
a backpack.
Only brought cash. You brought credit cards.
I brought a couple credit cards, some cash.
Do you have anyone to check in with?
No, on purpose. No,
I mean,
I didn't want
you
any
could
safety.
Be just locked up abroad, right? No one would know.
Yeah, exactly.
Where, how?
Yeah, you got to have the danger, or it's not fun.
I don't have to.
You'd have to.
And when you say you stay at hostels and stuff,
yeah.
Did you ever, because you're a successful comedian,
yeah.
you've got money.
I've got money. I was playing pretend. Did you know the song Common People by Pulp?
Yeah.
When you call your dad and end it all. That was me.
Did you ever be like, you know what, I'm going to take a night off and like get a
100%. Like there's like a stopover in like, where was it? Phnom Penh, where I was like just bad places. I was going to bad places. I was there for one day. And I'm like, I'm getting a nice shower.
Right.
I'm getting a hotel and a nice shower.
And
no one has to know that.
Did you eat nice food and stuff?
Yeah.
When you say no one has to know that, is it like...
Because it's embarrassing in front of the hostelers.
Phnom Penh is where I ate that spider.
Yeah, they have.
What?
That's where I ate that spider. Phnom Penh, what are you talking about?
In the markets?
No, at a restaurant. They offered it.
Damn.
I thought it was on the street when you ate that.
No, that was... It was
they cooked it up? Was it good?
Dude, it was...
It just tasted like dirt.
It was like a fat one. Like, not a...
Yeah.
Did you eat anything weird there?
Yeah, in Cambodia, I think we went on a food tour. And yeah. Those like balut, the stuff they have in the Philippines, they have it there too.
Yeah.
Like the unevolved like chicken egg.
Have you seen those?
No.
It's like a just laid chicken.
Is next
where,
level.
Where it's not an egg, but it's not quite a chicken, but the fetus is starting to
fetus
grow out.
In it.
And it's got all like, it's got Tom Segura bones in it. So you like suck it out.
Yeah.
Very brittle.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're like, I would eat a
tarantula before that.
Guinea pig in Ecuador, but that's just good.
Yeah, right. That does sound good. Do you have a weak stomach?
Was it fried on a stick?
Yeah, on a stick, on a spit. It's like amazing.
He has an iron gut. Like, really? He can eat anything, like spicy, anything. And he's like, yeah, man, like we ate some, what is it, the ghost pepper chicken sandwich?
You can
like,
eat those?
Yeah.
Dude, we ate one. He ate a whole one. I bit one.
A ghost pepper?
No. I'd like the flavored.
Yeah.
But it was, I can't do spicy food that well, but I took a bite and was like, my face is burning. I drove home and shit and vomited at the same time. And then I texted him to see how he was doing the next day because I needed a day to recover. He was like, I got on a plane and went to New York.
Wow.
Nothing.
You and shit he, blood?
No.
Oh. I shit blood every time I eat spicy. And
you
it
do?
Not slow me down.
Maybe that's what's happening to me.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. You need to shit blood.
Wait, you were bleeding?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, it's after from, spicy food, maybe.
From the hot food or just from...
I think I just shit blood sometimes.
I think you've taken too many falls,
Okay, thank you for saying that.
It might not be that.
It's not the other thing, right? I don't do that
anymore. You eat spicy food.
Yeah, I love it.
And you bleed.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right.
Whatever. Sometimes it won't stop bleeding and you got to take whatever. Alert, but you gotta take toilet paper and shove it up there like
a man pond.
Stops. Yeah, man pond.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
A man pond.
You just got it. You're like waiting for it to sink in.
It's a man pond.
It's big like, black, big black made man pond. Man pond. Right, got it. Shout out to Robin Big.
Yeah. Casey, it won't stop. You gotta change them.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you get worried?
No, but I've lost some pants.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, that would,
but as a direct result of eating spicy food.
I didn't know what it was at first. I was like, why am I shitting blood? Went to the doctor. He's like, it's not, it's just hemorrhoids.
Wow.
I had something spicy last night.
It's got to be related.
Oh, I feel so much better right now. Yeah. I was really worried today.
You get that
like,
bubble?
That?
You get that bubble in your stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did that. I did that one chip challenge.
Yeah, I did that.
Did you poo blood?
No, but that was the worst heartburn I've ever had.
Heartburn. Yeah. I did that.
It felt like someone was just twisting everything inside like this, giving me a just full, the worst burn. And then I got antacid and it went away. That was it.
Bob's your uncle.
I did that and I was talking trash on top of it. So I was like, give me some Tabasco sauce. And I put it on there just to be a dick.
On the one chip challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hardcore?
Yeah, it was fun.
What do you mean you don't eat spicy food?
I eat it constantly.
That is,
just shit blood.
He doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I feel like you're not understanding. It's a man pond over here. He's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you were saying ghost pepper. Never mind.
Yeah. So what about bad water in other countries?
Yeah, you've gotten food poisoning when you go to these places?
I mean, he doesn't really get it.
Yes.
You have.
Yeah.
You have to.
In Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Like, I thought I had some sort of creature living inside me.
It's terrible.
It was the sickest I've ever been from just stomach issues, food, or whatever.
Where were you? What environment were you in? A hotel or like somewhere?
We were at a hotel. We were in Addis.
Yeah.
We were there on a charity trip, skating and doing clean water stuff. But the very last night, the people who brought us there were like rolling out to like the, you know, the most authentic, legit,
authentic,
nicest buffet.
So they're like, one step down.
Don't bring me to a buffet.
Done deal. Yeah.
What am I doing at a buffet? I'm trying everything.
Yeah.
So I just had just colors, just paste, whatever.
Yeah. One
the
of
next
those
morning,
colors.
We had our flight, and I was already feeling like pretty bad. And I luckily was on a flight seated next to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
And on the first flight, I was in the bathroom 9 times.
No.
Yeah.
Dang.
I got so lucky that I was near it because it would have just been a disaster.
I was
and then when I got home, I got even sicker.
It gets it keeps rising.
Yeah, and then I went to the doctor and they're like, oh, you might have a parasite, something.
Man, I saw a video of that the other day with your stepson. We like Googled some of it and I was like, stop Googling it.
Is that a parasite
of things getting pulled out of people's stomachs?
Oh,
living
like,
things.
Like a tapeworm.
One guy
meat.
Had it. Yeah, one guy had
like
it.
A tapeworm,
I don't know why he had to have himself in the photo with it all the time. But
yeah,
it was like,
well, I didn't think I had a tapeworm. Like, I was bacteria. So sick. I just thought it was bacteria or a parasite. It's, you don't see it.
Oh.
But it's definitely living inside of you.
Oh. Okay.
And you gotta get that azithromycin down, but if you're barfing every second, you just have a little water, you're going to barf right back up.
All so that, like, yeah. And then I had dry heaving because it was the worst.
Oh. Anyway. Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Goodr, the sunglass company that makes a bunch of sunglasses that are cheap, $25, but they don't look cheap. I got a pair of sunglasses that match my Speedos. So now I'm in the cold plunge, and I've never looked cooler while freezing my balls off. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Goodr is 100% carbon neutral company. You're helping the plants and the trees, and you're looking cool. They're 100% polarized and only $25. They've got so many different kinds, so many different colors and shapes. They got ones for ladies' heads and dudes' heads. If you got a big lumpy head like me, they got ones that'll cover it. Some of the names of these sunglasses really sell themselves. It's the Ginger Soul, $9 pour over, and of course my favorite, Donkey Goggles. If you want to support the show and pick up a pair, Goodr is giving Hawk vs. Wolf listeners free shipping on their first order. You can go to goodr.com/wolf and use the code WOLF and get free shipping. Goodr offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Find your pair at goodr.com/wolf and use the code WOLF and get free shipping. You did a lot of drugs when you go on these places by yourself?
I try to sometimes.
Do you do ayahuasca and stuff like that? Or is
I did in Ecuador.
In Ecuador you did ayahuasca?
Yeah, the jungle.
In the jungle.
That sounds pretty cool.
One of your unplugged trips?
This was 6 months during the pandemic. My job was done, kind of.
Oh.
You know, live gathering was not doing great.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
what did you bring your phone with you there?
I did bring my phone with me there. Okay. And my dog. And
your dog?
Yeah, not to the jungle. We brought her there once, and everyone was like, what are you doing? So we're like, all right, next time we go back, like, don't.
When they said, what are you doing, and the dog's there, you got to keep him, right?
Yeah, but we're like, we left it at like a babysitter in Quito.
Okay.
But yeah, you go in there, it's awesome. Because then the shaman guy's like, hey, listen to all the sounds. They're going to get way amplified once you're on this stuff.
Yeah.
It was just awesome. This guy's playing a drum, and the other person with me was like, where'd you get that drum? I was like, it's from a jaguar. And they're like, where'd you get the jaguar? And they're like, my uncle hunted it. They're like, how long? They went to like a childlike state, like, how long did it take to hunt it? He goes, the shaman's just talking to them in Spanish, like, 2 weeks. It's like, what did they do? It's like, he tracked it. It's like, what's his name? Do you have a name? And he's like, yeah, Shiki Puma. So he's just playing this drum for us to get, like, lost in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just throwing up on the side. When he tried not to projectile diarrhea.
Did he change the beat ever and then it changed the trip?
Yeah. When you, like, start to come out of it a little bit, he would just, like, start hitting it. And he throws some, like, wax in the fire and you just start staring at the fire again.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
What? It's cool.
I was gonna say your whole vibe is like, oh, just wistful, like, oh, remember that stuff.
Yeah.
Like that?
You're in this, did you do it?
Yeah.
It's great. Nobody doesn't like it.
Yeah.
No,
he's not the guy.
Yeah, I'm not the guy.
No.
I did it because I
smoke? Do you do anything?
No.
Wow.
I need help.
I drink sometimes.
That's why I did it.
But not recently.
You need help.
Yeah. Like I was scared to do it, but yeah. I'm not as scared as being me. So I was like, just do it to me. If I get a little better at being me, I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, there were some bad parts, but I also feel like the people that told me about the bad parts, when I was in the bits that these so-called bad parts, I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It was like it's they like kind later. Of scared me by saying, dude, you're going to see death. And I was like, oh man, I don't want to die. And then when I did.
Yeah, but I don't think they're discounting your experiences you've had in real life too.
Yeah, maybe, because when I was in, and I was like, wait, I'm dead? And I was like, oh, this isn't that bad. Man, everybody telling me, like, this is scary.
What I mean, because they haven't had crazy traumatic injuries.
They told us about a couple people that had gone there, and one was a sicario from, like, you know, like a hitman, and, like, he's seeing what he did. Like, he's hitting him what he did.
Ooh.
And he's just, like, punching the ground, screaming, like, no, no. And then he comes out of it after a day or two or whatever he did. And then he was like, oh, I'm done with that life. But they're not going to let me go. So I got to disappear. Wow. But he goes, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. When I did it, there was a thing that showed me a lot of things that I didn't want to see. And it kept showing me them. And there was the shaman guy. Like I could, every now and then I could pop out for a second.
Yeah.
And I remember like I rolled over and I popped out for a second. I was like, make it stop. And then I went back in and it was like, no, we're going to show you over and over again because you're not going to learn the lesson. And then I've recently had a shift. I don't want to get into it, but I recently had a big change of heart on something that I do that I don't want to do anymore. You got back into skating. No, that one just shut up for a second, will you? But there was a thing that it kept showing me that I was like, why do I have to stop that? I like that. Yeah. And now I am like, now that I don't want to do this thing anymore, I'm like, wait, was that medicine trying to tell me not to do that time? That was like 4 years ago, I think.
And you've been waiting to like ignoring the advice?
Yeah, I
ignored it. Put a pin in it?
No, I didn't. Like, you know what? I was just like, well, not that. You know?
That can't possibly be what
like
they mean.
I mean, I get what you're trying to say, but dude, like, I can't live without doing that part. You know? And now I'm like, okay, I don't need that. Good point. Wow. My bad for not listening to your medicine. Because you really pushed that on me. And I was like, I'm not.
What? Did you have a change? Did you?
Yeah, I'm done fighting.
Done fighting what people on the streets? What are you talking about?
Yeah, just like, you know, arguing with people. Yeah, beefs. It's all done.
You used to be more of a beef guy.
Yeah, standing up for dumb f-ing stuff. I just want to make great shit.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do now.
Yeah, because I feel like, does that mean, would you reactive to people that if they said anything to you, you'd come at them?
Yeah, or just like, just start being petty for no, it's like, it doesn't involve me.
Yeah.
Like, you're on your own path, enjoy.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't involve you. I don't know, it's just, but it's not even like, I'm going to stop doing that like a resolution. It's just like, I have no interest left in it. You know, like when somebody's like, if you don't golf, like come golfing. I'm like, no, you know, yeah. Like it's not like I'm scared. I don't want to.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Yeah. I just don't want to do that shit anymore.
Yeah.
I'm helping people make their specials now. I'm just like helping people make stuff or do it myself.
Your special is amazing.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. You got to be, and it seems like you've always been good, but it seems like you weren't getting the respect that you deserve. But this one, it seems like even the basics are like, man, did you know Ari Shaffir is a really funny guy? And
that's nice.
It seems like that. Don't you feel like that?
It was a step up.
Right?
Yeah, for sure it was a step up.
And is that you making it yourself?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
So you get to keep all the money?
Yeah, but I threw half my money into it. So yeah, I got my money back.
Where is that available?
YouTube.com. Yeah. Oh, right here. Where you're watching this.
Yeah. Well, not probably.
Don't search it yet.
Don't search it yet. We still got some time. First.
And then go look it.
It's called Jew.
Yeah. Catchy.
Thanks. You watched it? I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
It's hard to get a comic
straight to
watch
the point.
This. Yeah, I was done with that special. I was done with that material. I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then that medicine shit.
Wait, what do you mean?
So you had done that material live?
Live for a while. And then it just didn't work out. Pandemic hit. Some other stuff happened. And it was like, I'm not going to be able to do it. And I was like, I can't. I'm done with it. I move on to other stuff.
You weren't going to use it. You weren't going to say it anymore or post it.
Yeah. And then after that trip, it was like, you got to make some good stuff. Make it.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you say I got to make some good stuff, like this stuff is still valuable. You should use it in a different way.
Okay. You'd get this. When you pure something, you know, you hit a 720 or whatever. I don't know the world enough. But like you do something no one's done, you know,
you're just on something perfect.
Yeah. It's like you've added something to the universe and it'll live on forever.
Yeah.
Those things, that mixed with like, I don't know, Nevermind by Nirvana, they're up playing somewhere.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And they'll just be there long after you're gone.
But you're saying that was your perspective on it, even though you had done that all that material live before, it was like, oh, I need to document this and have it.
Yeah, I need to make it into a thing.
Yeah, that's good.
Have it be.
To me, it was because it was so successful, it was more like I saw you as an underdog. And then when that was successful and I saw you posting like, it's a million thing, you know, whatever. And I was like, it worked. And the mainstream liked it.
Because
usually he's, you know, he's pretty edgy.
Yeah.
So it's like, are the basics, sorry to be insulting, but are the basics going to go for it? You know, because usually they're kind of like, you know, I like, you know, like Seinfeld or whatever, but he's not like that at all. And it was like millions of people recommend watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you've done it, you know? And then it was like, if you're not mainstream and you, because it's like, why do I want to try to be like everybody else? Like, I got my own angle, but man, it doesn't seem like when you have your own angle that it's very easy to break through. And he did.
It'd be niche.
So but I like how you put it. It's just blatant. It's Jew. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not like you're coming in and like, oh, I wonder what this is about or what this
right.
is.
Yeah,
you know,
it's there. Yeah. And the Jewish community, because my sisters are still like deep in the religious community, and they were like, when they saw it was coming out, they said that everybody was like worried. Like, this is what we need now. A former insider telling all our shit. You know? And then they all saw it like, oh, no, that was actually really respectful. It was kind of like a love letter.
Oh, wow. So yeah. We liked it, and so...
Yeah, I tried to make it so it wasn't, like, mean to them.
Yeah.
Still making fun, but in a polite way. And also, here's another one of those things, like a perfect thing. I was at Disney, and I was at the Haunted Ride, whatever.
Haunted Mansion.
And I'm there with the chick I was dating, and this guy's like, right this way. You know, he's playing the role. And then we sit down, I'm like, damn, that guy was creepy, huh? And then I, like, turn back, and he was just there, goes, what? And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, dude, you nailed it. That moment is like you cured it. That's great. It's up there. You know, it doesn't have to be never mind at
that's
a 720. That's
the thing you remember from Disneyland. Yeah,
he crushed.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's true. No, this is a ridiculous version of what you're saying, but I think it's kind of funny that my daughter, she has her music. She has a very eclectic taste in music because, like, I'm influencing her with 80s new wave and stuff like that. And
nice.
She's a Swiftie, but she also listens to all this stuff. And then we're in the car the other day, and she starts playing Surfing USA.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, Beach Boys?
By
like,
choice.
She just got into
Surfing
it?
Surfing USA? She's like, no, we were on vacation like 10 years ago, and because I took all the kids to this kind of surf break getaway.
Yeah.
We're staying in Mexico, but we're staying next to this epic Point Break.
Yeah.
And so I woke everyone up with that song.
Right.
Like, it's time to go surfing.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's what I remember from that vacation. Super is you dad. Coming in at like 6 a.m. playing that song. Like, come on, everybody, let's go surfing
that's
USA.
That's so funny. Also, like, you were not in the USA.
But for her, it's a vivid. Yeah, true. For her, it's a vivid memory.
Wow.
Where that was like a fun memory. And for me, it was just my ridiculous way of making everyone get up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like that one, the Haunted Mansion dude.
Yeah. It's just like you can do great stuff at every little
moment. You can, without much effort. You don't. But you don't even realize if it resonates.
Yeah, we had some. I'm just like trying to remember them all now. But we had some. There was a Chinese restaurant in San Francisco. And me and my buddy Steve Simone, I don't know if you know him, comedian. But we're like, oh, what should we get? And the guy's like, I'm just going to bring you shit. And we're like, okay.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. And he just kept bringing it. And it was
fave.
Like, yeah, what a great meal.
It is your favorite. That's,
yeah.
I know.
It's
so
the
like,
curse.
You trust me. Plus, you'll eat everything.
It's like. Yeah, but it is one reason why my wife and I can't go out all the time.
Why?
Because people will do that. They'll just bring food. Even if you don't order it, they're like, oh, chef set these things.
If you're not Tony Hawk's.
I love it. I am so about it. And she feels obligated to eat it. And she's small. And she's like.
And she's Tony Hawk's wife. So everywhere you go, that happens. But if you only go to dinner with Tony a couple times a year,
that's
it's
awesome.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Tony Hawk. I like, then all of a sudden the chef comes in and says, I watched her, you know, 720 video game, blah, blah, blah. I said, it's okay with you. I'd like to. And I'm like, hell yeah, chef guy.
When I travel alone.
You'd go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that's nice. That's nice. That's the perk.
But that stuff was happening. I mean, people see you from your specials.
Once in a while, I'd say, can I get you something? My openers would be like, free wings. Just give us something. So I'm like, okay. We were in Cambodia. We were trying to find weed. And then it was like, my friend is like a real druggy like traveler. And she was like, I think this like bar has it. And she went in there. She's like, yep, they've got it. I'm too nervous. And then I went in and the guy was like, some guy from New Zealand. And he was like, "It's $10 for you know the shittiest, dirtiest weed."
Oh yeah.
And he was like, "Wait, are you Ari Shaffir? Just some island in Cambodia?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "What are you doing here?" And then she's just like, "Free weed." And he goes, "Yeah, okay."
And it worked.
Yeah, it works.
Man, I went to Mexico the other day, and I was waiting to wear my Speedo. And if I wear a Speedo in front of children, it's inappropriate. And the first hotel I went at, there was children. And I was like, God damn it. Like, I'm not going to do that to these people.
Yeah.
And then we went to an adults-only hotel, so there's no kids. And I'm like, right, Speedo time. And it was cold the first day. And I was like, God damn it, man. And then finally, the next day, it's sunny. And I'm like, right, Speedo time. It is on. And then I get my Speedo on, and I'm like out on some bed thing in the sun, and I got headphones on and my sunglasses. I'm like, hell yeah, Speedo, listening to my favorite music. And then all of a sudden I feel a shadow over me, and I'm like, open my eyes, and some white dude's like, hey. And I'm like, can I help you? And he's like, you're Jason Ellis, right? And I'm like, yeah, crazy.
Yeah, and he's like, free wings.
He's like, I love it. I didn't say that. He's like, I love your show. I'm like, cool, man. He's like, can we get a photo? And I was like, in my Speedo? And he was like, yeah, and I was like,
You're out in public in it. Why wouldn't you take a photo? Like,
well, because it's for me. I'm not. I don't do a photo shoot in my Speedo. Actually, I did.
That thing must be bold.
You're on display. You're already on display. I'm gonna dig in on this. You're already on display in a public area. Who cares if you take a photo?
Because he's a fan and he's gonna post it and tag me. And so he didn't tag me because I was like, just leave me out of it or whatever. But one old lady, like, I came out of the ocean and she was walking with her husband and she like looked at me and went, and I'm like, there was another old man there that had a Speedo and I was like, hey, what? Just because I got pictures on my legs, like, it makes it more offensive.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna put it out there.
Yeah, well,
own it.
I'm not gonna stop.
That's what I'm saying. Own it.
Yeah.
Take photos.
Right.
Right.
You gotta wear an extra small one so it bulges out.
It won't. You're,
you're like, obviously, Ari. I didn't just start wearing a Speedo.
You can wear a baggy one. Get out of here. Yeah. Accentuates.
Oh, cinco minutos.
So, Ari, what's next?
On the road. Just having fun doing stand up.
Yeah. On the road. Throw my phone away.
Yeah. I'm starting a travel podcast.
Going to Beirut.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I stopped my podcast a while ago in June. Got bored of it, so but I'm starting to travel one. Yeah,
so that
talking about different places.
Do you have a co-host or just you?
Just me, interviewing different people about different places. Maybe I'll get you on about Egypt.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, wait, it's you talk to people in a studio about their travels.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe
show pictures
just like,
stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been recording them. They're really fun. They really make me want to get the f- out of here.
So pretty soon you're gonna do one of those trips again?
Yeah, yeah. I think I'll finish this next tour and then 6-8 months I'll be gone.
How long does a tour go for?
It just goes till you're done with the material and then you're like, I'll record it and then depends who you are too. Attell will just like keep going and then use his best of and do a special. He's the best. He's literally the best.
But when you say the best because he has so much material or
he's so much material and he's so funny and his jokes are so quick and tight. You watch him and you're like, God damn it, I suck.
Yeah, that's how I feel about everybody I watch. But it'll grow.
Yeah.
So when you go, you like, how do you stay on the road or do you go home?
No, I did a bus tour with Ryan and Renazisi for the first time. That was fun. I'm doing another one in March, all through everywhere.
A bus tour, like you guys got a bus.
Got a bus just for fun. Just get loaded, you know, like fart up a whole fucking, you know. People like go to the back to fart, and then that quickly goes. Like,
nothing you've described in these tours and stuff is about the performances.
Oh yeah, well yeah.
Not one.
That's the given,
aspect,
I guess.
Of it.
Yeah, the shows are great. Yeah, blah,
but that's one of the more annoying.
All right, good
things.
Crowds, yeah. Super fun, no, great venues.
Because, dude,
I guess I should promote that more.
I guess if you're not there,
yeah,
all the
I
time,
gotta keep doing that until I get bored. Then man, dude, make
they,
a special. And
they're
then,
like farting, talking shit on each other, and then they just they're like, yeah, your mom's a, and then they just go boom, 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 and then they walk back out like it didn't even happen.
Yeah, right.
Like that's how you can tell there's levels when they get to his level. Yeah. They're literally can be telling you about something else as the curtain moves behind their back, and then they spin around and go, bow, like suck.
Well, it's like
it.
That session in Ethiopia. Do you remember your session there, or do you remember those kids? I saw that picture. It's badass. But like, do you remember them more, or like your?
Oh no, your them. Runs? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. It's like the shows are great, but like,
yeah,
the uniqueness of like the different travel. Parts.
Oh, the
like,
absurdity, and where we're just we're
going
driving
to Denver
around
for two
like,
straight weeks.
What are we doing?
What are you doing in Denver for 2 weeks?
Have fun. I'll go skiing in the middle. The okay. Monday, Tuesday, I'll go up to Vail or something.
Oh, because no comedy Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are your days off.
Yeah. And it's right there. And then it's tax deductible skiing. What's up, Jews?
Take it.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Ari Shaffir on Wolf vs. Wolf. Nice I didn't see that coming.